Hey everybody, no, I didn't pass away, I didn't perish in a whore house fire, no, none of that happened. Fake news. Listen, things happen in life and you know, that's just the basis of it. When I'm ready to talk about everything, and you'll know. But I've been filming a lot. I've been filming the Pamela Roxanne's Got Classes coming to the YouTubes in the 2020s. And I'm excited for you guys to see what the projects I've been working on so far. But let's get into this Pamela Roxanne Rewind, which is why, because I have nothing recorded. I have an interview with Amy Lyle that I can't get to you guys because something's up with Anchor where it deletes like half the episode. And I only have half of that, which is the second half. So it sounds weird if I just post we're going to have to redo that one, Amy. But furthermore, let's get into this good old oldie but goodie. This happened in 2012. This is my interview with Trina Braxton. I was still in my infancy. I was going to school at this point for videography. And my homegirl Robin let me record this episode in her car. And yeah, I couldn't get home fast enough before the time of the interview. And I had to get in the car. This is one of my favorite interviews because of that reason. And because of who it is, of course, I love Trina, and I loved her song "Party or Go Home." And thank you guys for listening today. This is gonna be the last you hear from me besides the old me that you're about to hear in just a minute now. But before we get into the interview, let's make sure that we go like, follow, and subscribe here and at Pamela Roxanne on Instagram and all those places, because things like that are important. You gotta see the updates. You gotta see pictures of my face. These are things that are necessary to survive in life. So do those things. And let's get into this song from the Pamela Roxanne's playlist. I have no idea what's about to play, but I'm sure it's fan-fucking-tastic. And I'll make sure to play Trina's song, "Party or Go Home," if it's available on Spotify, before we get out of here. So, here's me interviewing Trina Braxton in a car. Before or after a John. Who knows? You know, who knows? Hey everybody, I'm here to talk to you guys about Saturday Avenue Art. This is a business that I own. This is my baby. Saturday Avenue Art is an art company. It's a graphic art company that produces posters and comic books. We have home decor. We have sculptures. We have clothing. We have t-shirts and things like that. So if you guys want to head on over to at Saturday Avenue Art on Instagram, you can see all the different things we have available. I've worked with over 50 businesses in my area, which is phenomenal to me. And I hope to work with so many more. So if you need a custom logo made, if you need a custom t-shirt made, if you need a team logo created or things like that, let me know. And I will definitely get to work with you. We have an amazing turnaround. And Saturday Avenue Art. The name comes after me watching Saturday morning cartoons when I was a kid. So you guys, if you can identify and connect with the things that used to come on, like ABC Kids and Warner Brothers, back when they had the cartoons, Animaniacs, all that stuff like that, Freakazoid, you'll see a lot of those things in that art. It's very much so my childhood brought to life and my infinite creativity brought to life. So head on over once again at Saturday Avenue Art. I really, really, really appreciate it. Now let's get into this episode.
Hi everybody, this is Trina Braxton from the Braxton Family Values, and you're listening to The Glam Radio.
Hello everybody, welcome to The Glam Radio, and I am your lovely host, Pamela Roxanne, as always. Also, we have a text line coming in. This is the first season we're doing that too. And you can text in your questions. We have some already set up for Trina. And you can tweet them in to me at Pamela Roxanne. And you can vote, as always, you can vote for your favorite music on theglamfactory.com, as well as all the good stuff, You know what's on the glamfactory.com. Everything's there. Pictures, photos, interviews, everything, as well as season one. Okay, now I know you're wondering who I have on the phone with me today, because it's like, you're sick of me talking. You get sick of me talking, I realize. It's Trina Braxton, my favorite Braxton, aka the party girl, aka, hey girl, what are you up to?
Everything and nothing.
Exact. Okay. Since we saw you on the reunion, what have you been doing?
Oh my gosh, I have been working on Party or Go Home full force, and I'm actually auditioning my videos, and I'm super duper excited. I've been slenderizing for the whole process.
Uh huh.
And I'm just ready to do the darn thing, honey.
I realized, and I heard the song. And it was crazy. It was something I didn't expect a Braxton to do.
I don't know if I know how to take that.
I just, when I think Braxton, I think of smooth, sexy, R&B.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I decided to do, you know, Party Go Home and this type of genre of music, you know, number one, I had to think entirely out of the box. And I had to do something that exemplifies Trina Braxton. As a whole, you know, when you think, you know, Tony Braxton, you think the Braxtons, you know, in our past music, you know, you think that sultry R&B type of thing. But you know, with Trina Braxton, I'm bubbly, I'm fun, I like to have a drink in my cup, I like to, you know, go out and just have a good time. And that's what my, you know, music replicates. It replicates my personality. And I had to do something that identified Trina and not anybody else.
Okay, and like you are not like anybody else in your family. You aren't. I believe you. I'm gonna tell you, Sugar. Okay. First of all, I have to say, as I do with all my guests, I have compiled a list of things I think you will be great for.
Okay.
First of all, is acting. Now I know you were in Meet the Browns, the play, and you did a fantastic job. And why haven't you been in movies? See you on the big screen, like, by August.
Yes.
Huh?
I said yes. That'd be great.
Okay. So, and also, I was thinking a jewelry line.
Well, you know, I will say this. We have a few things that are in the works.
Wonderful.
And some things we can't speak on right now. Other things we can't. But right now, with things being so taboo and up in the air,
Trina, this is... I know. This is going
to
be called the Trina Braxton Tell All. Now, you got to tell all, damn it. Okay, the last thing I put on the list is the Braxton label.
Okay.
I would love to see you guys to collectively, like, all together and leaving no one out. Do a record label.
Well, I can't speak anything about a label. However, there have been talks and there are deals on the table. I'm going to say that very ambiguously. There are talks on the table about the Braxtons doing an EP together. Now, I'm not saying that we are. I'm not saying that we're not.
We're going to get to that. And, okay, let's take it back to Party or Go Home. Now.
Okay.
That, now the song, like I said, it's a party song. This is the, now guys, all my listeners out there, this is the song that you want to be drunk to. This is the song that you want to party and just fist pump and just tell the DJ to throw it on repeat 1,000 times. It's crazy.
Well, like I said, it's called Party or Go Home. I mean, it's even in, you know, the chorus, you know, got a drink in my cup, picking me to my zone. If you didn't come to parties, then you better go home, boom, boom. And that is just like one of my models that I live by. I mean, if you're going to have fun, have fun. Don't come to the club and be a wallflower. Don't come to a dance and just want to just sit there and look at people. Why? So what?
Do you feel like you had to be the party girl in the song because you're the party girl on the Braxton show?
No, I don't feel like I have to be anything.
Okay.
Because of Trina. Because, first of all, I'm the only person I know how to be. And, you know, one of the things is, and a lot of people don't understand this, I spent a lot of my formative years being a parent. I was a mom as a teenager. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of my childhood had to go with me taking care of my children, which I have done very well, and in fact, yes, they're wonderful, fine, upstanding boys. And I'm not saying that my time has come now, but what I'm saying is, you know, there's no reason why you can't do everything. Why do you have to put yourself in a box? Why say, oh, well, shoot, she has kids, so she can't go out and have a good time. Why can't I? Oh, she's married, she can't go out and have a good time. Why can't I? Oh, she's a preacher's kid, she can't go out and have a good time. Why can't I? Who made these rules? I didn't make the rules, so why should I have to adhere by them?
Okay, did you guys get to pick the captions that go with your titles?
I'm sorry?
Did you guys, like, you're the party girl, Tony's the superstar, did you guys get to pick those labels?
I actually did not pick that label. I think once it got to the editing room floor, you know, the network was like, okay, there's Trixie, she's the party girl, okay, she's the superstar, okay, this is the one, this is the one. And if I might say, I kind of resent them calling Tracy a wannabe. Because Tracy's not a wannabe. Tracy has always been a full part of the Braxton family. You know, even when we went on tour overseas, Tracy was with us. You know, and I don't like the fact that the media, and sometimes I'm not saying anything negative about the network. However, I don't like how it tries to make it feel like she's an outcast, because she is not. She is in every way, shape, and form a part of the Braxton family. And I don't want any part of my family to feel like they're an outcast in any way, shape, or form. And Tracy definitely is not.
You all have big personalities, and even Tawanda, the responsible one, you wouldn't get the responsible one with her talking because she's so funny. And okay,
the thing with Tawanda is damn near the family secretary. It's like, if anything needs to happen, if anything needs to be done or accomplished, Tawanda is the go-to girl. Tawanda knows everything about everybody. She's got everybody's addresses. She's got everybody's birthday. She's got, you know, everything that's associated with the Braxton family. She has it on her calendar. I mean, she is the Braxton family go-to girl. And I think that's one of the reasons why she's one of the responsible ones, because she's very organized.
Okay.
And everybody else necessarily isn't as organized as Tawanda.
Okay. Now, I'm trying to promote your single, Trina.
Yes.
Now, we have to talk about is there an album that goes along with the song?
I'm sorry. Well, I'm working on an EP.
Uh-huh.
And I am about to do my video. Derek Blanks is actually going to be the producer and the director on the video. I'm very excited about that. Uh-huh. Rico Chappelle is doing my wardrobe. And myself, of course, all my sister Tawanda, we're both creative directors as well as Rico Chappelle. And I'm so excited about the song. Have you guys heard it? Have you heard it?
Yes, I've heard it. And we're going to play it later for those who haven't.
Yes. And I am just so excited. This is the very, very first time I've done something without my sisters. And it was very, very nervousing. And it was almost kind of jarring to me, because it was like, I'm used to looking to my left or to my right. And I'm seeing, you know, my sisters beside me. And this is the very, very first time I've stepped out on faith. And I've stepped out on my own talent. And I decided, you know, I'm doing this. And I'm going to do it for me. And I'm going to do it for my fans. And I'm going to go completely outside of the box and do what's comfortable for me and not for what everybody else thinks should be comfortable for me. So I am very, very retro pop, and I like me right now. I'm feeling myself while we're talking. I'm sitting here touching my leg. I'm feeling myself. And I am a fan of myself right now, because only because I set out to do something and I did it, and I'm excited. And even if it doesn't reach goal status, even though I'm hoping it is, don't misunderstand me. However, I'm just really proud of myself that I reached outside the box and I did this project.
Okay. Well, we have to take a break, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about the Braxtons. We're going to talk about Miss Evelyn. We're going to talk about oral transactions. As soon as we come back. Now, this is, well, Trina, do you want to introduce your song?
Yes,